Welcome back to the Book Nook, where we review books based on how well they're written, how much we like them, and what they're about. I am your host, Elizabeth, aka TK. And, you know, sit down, grab a drink, non-alcoholic or alcoholic if you're an adult, and just get ready for some slight storytelling. As well as book reviewing.
Wait, you forgot to tell them that there will be spoilers. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Woo! Some spoilers, not the entire book. Because then that wouldn't be fun.
Yes.
I mean, of course I couldn't tell you, you know, what I'm going to say about this book in the exact accent that it's supposed to be read, but... I will still try to entertain you.
And I will try to sit here in the back seat with my mouth taped. Or stealing your Junior Mints. I'm sorry. Take it away. What book will you be reviewing?
Okay. Today's book is an Audible original by Dervla McTiernan.
Ooh,
called The Roommate. It's narrated by Affie McHan. Wait, no. McMahon? I don't know. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this and I'm pronouncing your last name wrong, I am very sorry, but it's narrated by first name, I think, pronounced Affie. A-O-I-F-E, and then last name is Mick, M-C, M-A-H-O-N. And this is a standalone prequel from the Cormac Riley series, who is a detective, I believe. All of the chapters, none of the chapters are extremely long except for chapter 6. So if you don't like, if you want a book that you can listen to, that's just something you can listen to while you're doing some like a short activity, and then you know you have somewhere to go and you can't listen to it, whether it be you're driving and you don't like to get distracted, this is definitely something for you. The last part, chapter 6, is 32 minutes and 8 seconds. So that's how long the last chapter is. So if you want to listen to that and, you know, it's at the end of your day and you want to unwind and just, I don't know, maybe this is one of those things that you listen to like me. Sometimes I watch a video and I fall asleep and then I have to rewatch it the next day. But, you know, okay. The entire thing, though, is 2 hours and 23 minutes. So like I said, it's not a very long thing you're gonna listen to, but it's not extremely short either. The language is English. just putting that out there. There is some adult language, by the way, but nothing too crazy that you couldn't listen to it with a speaker, you know, if you have other people in your house, but probably best to put headphones on anyway, if you have like younger children. But now we're getting to the categories. The categories are mystery, thriller, and suspense. It says mystery again. Just reiterating, it's mystery. Just letting you know. All right. Okay. It was released in July. I had to sing the month song, by the way, to get that. Because the date is written in numbers, and my brain somehow just can't comprehend the numbers. So I have to sing it the entire, like, months of the year song. Just so you know. Alright, so it was released in July 1st of this year. So it's not an old book. You know, I know sometimes it feels a little... what's the word? Lackluster. To read a book that you've heard about over time, that is not what's gonna happen with this one, okay? It's new, it's fresh, hot off the press, okay? All right, I think that's the gist of the basic information that you need to know about this book before we jump into the details. Do you have anything that you want to say?
Would that be me you're talking to?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I'm waiting to talk about the book.
All right. So I'm going to give you a short description. This is not the description that Audible had up there. I don't really know if they even had one. But I'm going to give you a short description. I'm going to try to keep it, you know, not giving you maybe a summary. But I used to not be good at giving people summaries in school. So I'm going to try my best to not give you too many details. I'm going to try as hard as I can. All right. So should I name the characters or should you? You should name the characters.
I do not remember the characters, honestly.
Okay, we're just not going to name characters. I'm going to let you figure that out. All right. I'm going to let you figure it out by yourself. Now that you have to read, you have to listen to the book. Because now you have to figure out who everyone is called. Alright? So, there's one main character, but then there's like two others. If you heard that was the Junior Mints in a cup. There's this one main character. We don't remember the names. I'm so sorry. But you're gonna have to go and listen to the book to get them. And, oh! I got it.
Look on your phone. It's right there.
I got it. Main character's name is Knave, I believe.
It is Knave. It's a really, really weird name.
Knave with an N, not an M. And she is chilling. She's chilling. One morning, just sleeping, you know, having fun in a REM cycle. And she hears a knock at the door. A knock at the door. Mind you, this is at 6 a.m. 6 in the morning. Who's knocking on your door at 6 in the morning?
I don't know. The bread man?
No.
Delivering fresh
That's
bread?
Wrong. That's wrong. Okay. She opens the door, and here standing in front of her is a detective. A detective. See me. I would have looked through the people and said, no. I know I didn't commit any crimes, sir. So who are you taking to jail? Not me. Okay, long story short of that little bit right there. She didn't go to jail. Okay, they weren't there to arrest her. She's fine. Turns out, one of her friends, and let me just, a little fun fact for you, not only her friend, but her roommate. Isn't that crazy?
Well, they weren't really friends, they were definitely roommates.
Okay, they were acquaintances.
Right, and they didn't call them detectives. What was the person, what did they call them?
Well, his business card said Detective Garda.
Okay.
So, that's something. But I'm assuming, I don't know what the exact word means, but I'm assuming that Garda means police.
Mm-hmm.
Or police officer, police man, I don't know. But yes, he knocks on her door at 6 a.m. and goes, "Hi, what is your name?" What is your name? She says her name. She gives him her name and he writes it down in his navy pad. Okay. A pad and a pencil. Probably not the one that you're thinking of. Okay. It's a notebook. It's a tiny little notebook. Anyway. So he asks her a couple questions. He's like, "Hey, you know, did you see anything last night? Did you hear anything?" She says, "No. I was out on a run." She got home at 7?
Probably.
And didn't go out again. So she knows nothing about what happened. Alright? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Fast forward. Roommate's dead. The roommate's dead. Boom. I just mixed up. I combined two words. She's dem. That's the word.
That's a nice word.
Okay. Anyway.
You should call up the Urban Dictionary and have them put it in there.
She is dead. Boom. B-O-O-M. Boom. Okay. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. I believe so.
Okay. So Miss Knave is a teacher. So not only is she struggling at home, she's struggling at the job too.
Yes, she is.
And then later on, I think that this lady at the bus stop is stalking her. I'm sorry, I'm very not good at summaries, so I'm just jumping ahead a lot here. But we're gonna fill in some of those blanks later on. So just wait for that.
You thought she was stalking her. I didn't. I was busy worried about the cop. That's what I was thinking about. But go on.
I thought at the end of the story she was gonna fall in love with the cop, and I was so mad that she didn't. Because at the beginning of the story, she described that he was exactly her type.
Yes. While she was standing in her jammies.
Her Christmas jammies. Her Christmas jammies, okay? That's super embarrassing, considering that I have Christmas jammies and I would not like someone to show up at my house while I'm wearing them. But yeah. So she's struggling at home with her emotional life, and she's struggling at school with her professional life. Because do they call her a headmaster? I believe they did.
Mm-hmm.
The headmaster of the school is being very obnoxious. Very. All right. And then her sister. Her sister is just the slightest bit suffocating sometimes. All right.
Well, there was a reason for that. Why was her sister the way she acted? Why did she act the way she did?
Because their mom died. And so after that, she was like, no, I gotta take care of my younger sister.
Right. So then she took the place of the mother and started to treat her that way. But as she was saying, they were already grown up now, and her sister just didn't get out of that role.
Yeah. So after finding out this news, after finding out at 6 a.m. that her roommate was dead, she calls up nobody. I was about to get the story wrong, and I saved myself by saying nobody. She was gonna call up somebody. And then she said, you know what? I will not. And this is where I stop. It's only the beginning of the story. But that's it for my description. I'm not giving you anything. That's okay, though. I'm allowed to do that. I'm the host. I say what goes.
Not really, but okay.
This should just be labeled bad storytelling.
No.
Yes.
Because it's not bad storytelling.
But it is.
What you, not missing, but the protagonist, right? It is a protagonist?
No.
Yes. The antagonist?
Knave?
Yes.
She's a protagonist.
Right. The protagonist, the main protagonist named Knave is, and the reason why I asked her about the detective name, because they kept calling them Guardiers, or no.
No, Garda.
Garter. They kept calling them Garter. I'm like, what in the world is Garter? So I had to look it up. It should have been obvious, because as we're listening to the story, we hear the Irish accents. And so that is the reason why they're called Garter, and that's the reason for her name. And this is a story taking place in that neck of the woods. And so... But I got really tickled when the guy said, Christ, That was good. See, I was missing the Holy Family.
Or the on the bike part.
Yes, Christ on a bike.
Or some people say on a cracker, which I don't understand.
No, Christ on a bike. I love that one. Like, what in the world does that mean?
What are you doing? Like, are you eating him? But kind of like on a bike makes sense.
Yes. And my favorite is when they call out the whole Holy Family. What? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That I love. I love that. Anyway.
I'm sorry, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We are very sorry. Don't hold it against us. Okay.
Okay, but go on.
Okay, fast forwarding just a little bit, just a little bit. Later on, she decides, I can't handle this. Okay, can't handle all this. And the police said that they have to dust my place and look through it. So, the only good place I could, well, actually she lists a few different places that she'd rather go than her sister's house, like the side of a road, a homeless shelter, and prison. Isn't that fun?
Yes, it is.
So she goes, I only have one person to call. Calls her sister, says, hey, I'm coming over. Travels to her sister's house. Okay, she's there. She's there. She's at her sister's house. They pop open a bottle of wine.
Yes, they did.
I'm going to need your reaction time to be a little bit faster.
Well, yes, they did. They popped open a delicious bottle of cold wine. I was about to say cold duck, but that's not what it was.
Skipping another head, another... Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. I had another scene. Or should I finish that scene? Decisions, options, choices. What should I do?
Pick an option or a decision.
I will move ahead like a train on a track. It's now morning time. She has slept on the couch. On the couch.
Of her sister's house.
On apartment. The couch. And... she did not sleep well. She did not sleep well at all. So she gets up and she is running late. She's running late. She's a teacher. How could she do that? The world's gonna end. It's gonna combust. It's going to implode. It's gonna be a black hole. It's going to suck the earth in and destroy it because she is running late for work.
Yes, but she can't be late because it's almost Christmas time too.
Exactly. The kids are excited. They're excited for Christmas. And it's raining. And so, what does she do? She gets ready. And she takes the transportation to her job. She gets off the bus. She runs to the school. And she makes it there soaking wet 20 minutes late. I'll need to see who sitting in her chair. The headmaster. She is giving her a disapproving glare as she walks in. Okay.
Foaming at the mouth.
And Nave goes, I'm sorry. It was only 20 minutes late. And so the headmaster goes, okay. Yeah. We'll talk about this later. And leaves. Before she leaves, she says a snide remark about Shakespeare to the children. And she says, remember what Shakespeare says. It's better to be some hours late, because I don't remember the exact number, some hours early-er than a second late. And that is when the obnoxiousity, I don't know, the obnoxiousness kicked in for me. It was at that very second that she was introduced to the book. Okay, now she leaves. She leaves. Like a train on a track, again. She's gone. She's gone like girl.
She's gone.
She's gone like girl. Gone girl.
No, move on. That was not funny at all.
Anyway, all right, she's gone. And so Nave was like, all right, kiddos, you're excited, I know, but we can't go outside and have our little time of play on the playground because it's raining. Because this is what she does in the morning time. So that her kids settle down so they're not bouncing off the walls while they're in school. Okay? So she turns on Kids Bop. Kids Bop. And they dance around to Kids Bop.
But yes, she, but she said the kids were dancing around a clean, it was a dis, Kids Bop clean version of what song was it?
Whoomp. There yes. It is.
Say whoomp. What, however, which way she pronounced it, but yes.
Whoomp. There whoomp. It is. And so she's just watching kids gleefully dancing around, but she cannot focus on the Kids Bop. No, she cannot, even though she wants to. Kids Bop, it's so awesome. She's just missing this wholesome time because her mind is so focused on her roommate that just died.
Murdered. That's right. A spoiler alert, her roommate was actually murdered. A secretive roommate who would keep the door locked.
This is like third degree.
Was murdered.
Because third degree is premeditated?
I don't know.
Some degree of murder. Okay. Wasn't that a fun little jingle that I just did right there?
Am I supposed to say yes?
Yes.
Yes, it was. Wow, that was really great. You should do that again. Sing it one more time.
Some degree of murder.
Murder!
Murder, she wrote.
Murder most foul. Murder.
Finish him. Okay, moving on. Okay. This was the first incident of the headmaster being obnoxious. And so, the end of the day comes. And what happens?
What happens? I don't know what happened.
This is your time to jump in. What happened?
I don't remember.
You can't see this, but I'm looking at the microphone as if this was the office and I'm looking straight into the camera. Because I cannot believe that you don't remember. You know why? Because I don't remember either. Moving on. We're moving ahead, all right? Let's just say something at the end of the day happens. It happens. I know it happens. This book is, there's no dull moment. So something had to happen at the end of the day. Just to let you know.
Well, see, I'm an audio learner. I can hear things and remember them more than I can take notes. And that's always been the case in school and everything else. But sometimes a problem is, which I found with audiobooks, is that my attention could sometimes slip away if something else was going on. And for some part of it, we were driving. Mm-hmm. And I'm busy watching the street while we're driving, so I'm not really paying attention. So I was halfway paying attention in between, and that's why I was asking you sometimes, what just happened? And I had to rewind the audio. But yeah, and so then that would be the reason why I don't remember, because something else was happening at the same time. But
all right, well, that was basically like a very bad summary of the first quarter of the audiobook.
Right, if you say so.
I think it was the first quarter. Should we stop now before I make any more a fool of myself? By not remembering.
That's up to you.
I say yes.
Because, no, I say no. Because you were summarizing some of the book, I'd have dropped some more spoilers and a lot of other stuff. As you said, the book opens up with her waking up from a sleep with a cop knocking on the door. The cop comes in and they start to have this conversation and he's looking around and obviously we all know that most times these people are the suspect until something else happens. In her silliness, she found the guy attractive, but was worried about how her hair looks and all the other good stuff in the movie. And then the story moves on. What I really liked about this, and different from last month. Last month, you were doing... I'm still reading the books that I'm reading, by the way. You did another fiction, right?
Yeah.
And so, and this time we did another one. We did this one. We actually did together. And I like mysteries. I like thrillers. Sherlock Holmes is one of my favorite detectives. And I'll tell you about this book. What I found interesting was, and maybe because it's a standalone from the rest of the series, which, by the way, I really do want to get, is the way the story begins and unfolds, it really focuses on the protagonist, right? Or is it antagonist? I always get them wrong.
Pro.
It really focuses on the protagonist. So you never really know that the cop is the actual story. It's about him solving these cases and going through these cases because of the way that the story is being told. They really do focus on the lady. They focus on the murder that happened and everyone else.
Yeah.
So what did you think about that? Did you like that, or would you rather them just do it in a different way when the cop walks down and touches this and...
Both. Because I want it to be written differently in the way that I wanted them to fall in love at the end of the story. And that did not happen. Which I have already said, but I'm going to say it again. Because I'm extremely bothered by this, okay? I needed him to be the knight in shining armor.
Okay, well, now, that's lovely.
Okay, anyway. No, I liked the way that it was written. I liked the format. It was completely fine. It was a bit of a plot twist, though.
There were two plot twists, wasn't it? Or just one?
One, which I kind of expected, because the same lady that I thought was a stalker was something else.
Yes, I think I kind of figured out the murder. I had an idea of two people who I thought it was, and I definitely had one who I thought it was, but then by the time we got to the end, I was like, I know who it is. I know exactly who it is. Another fascinating thing I really loved about it was the narrator who did how many voices about? She did about six of them, right? At least 5 to 6. Because she's narrating the story. She's telling the story from the protagonist's point of view. Then she's the cop. And then she's the cop's voice. And then she's the assistant who works with him.
She did like 9, at least.
Plus she's
9.
The sister's voice. And she's the roommate voice. And she's the friend's voice. I mean, yeah, that's a lot of different voices to go through.
The roommate didn't have a voice.
Yeah, she did. Well...
No, that was just...
I was going to say something else, but then that would be too much of a spoil, so I'll just let that go. Yeah, so I really, really dug her voice, especially when we got to the cops, like... That made me laugh. Mm-hmm. But... I'm listening to her voice because when we first got the book, I was listening to it at first. And I told her, hey, listen to this. And I couldn't sleep and I didn't feel like reading and I really wanted to read a book. And so I didn't feel like reading. So I picked this up and started listening to it at night. And I'm listening to her voice and it was like so soothing. I was going to go to sleep to it. And I'm sitting there going, she sounds like she's redhead. Because... Yes. I love the front of her redhead. But anyway, that whole accent just went crazy. And so I looked the picture up and she's exactly what I thought she looked like. Yes.
That just reminded me of Poldark. All I'm going to say is, Demelza deserved better.
So I did like that. I liked the fact that she carried all the different voices and did it very, very well. I only heard one point where it seemed like she was stuck in between characters. Mm-hmm. It was like the cop and the other one. I was like, whoa, she just got lost. So that was done. It was a great production. And what else?
I don't know. But should we switch to the analysis of what you liked? about the story itself.
I was already doing this, but go on.
Yes, but no, we were talking about how it was written. Now we have to tell them what we liked about the story itself, the plot.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we will do that in just a second. If you have any questions or comments, or just want to say hello, you can reach us at tanthonybland@gmail.com. We welcome it all. Again, that's tanthonybland@gmail.com. Okay, we are back with the analysis of what we liked about the book. So this goes from favorite lines to favorite characters to favorite, I just thought of another one, maybe locations in the book where things happened. I'm not talking about like real life locations, but like a setting in the story. A favorite conversation that went on. So if you want to go first, or should I go first? I don't know.
Go ahead.
All right, so one of my favorite settings had to be either the first roommate's bedroom or the bus stop that Nave was at when the funeral ended. Because that was the first spot where I started to have a hint of suspicion about who might have killed the roommate. Was at the bus stop. And in the room was where some really crazy things happened. Not Nave's room, but the roommate's room. It was like where it confirmed my suspicion of who did it.
Very good.
For favorite characters, I'd have to say the detective. Because he is seen like a very smart, nice guy, but was also kind of awkward sometimes. And I feel like that was the character I related most to. You know, like, when somebody cries, I'm not one of those people who just sits there and kind of like doesn't know what to do with themselves. But sometimes I feel like how long should I hug this person before they start to feel better? Like, what is the length of physical contact that you need? You know?
Yeah.
Favorite conversation had to be the conversation that Nave had with the headmaster in her office when that whole situation with the picture came into light.
Yes.
Because
that was
Nave
delightful.
Stood up for herself and defended herself without going, you know, overboard with it. You know, she wasn't like, I'm gonna take legal action if you don't do what I want you to do.
Yes. That was a goodie.
Yes. 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 Oh, a part that I was really sad about, though, was the jacket. I don't feel like that's giving away too much about that one particular part of the book.
The dad, see?
Yeah.
That was the part when we moved into the supermarket.
She didn't get the jacket for her dad for Christmas. I was really upset about that.
Yes, that was very interesting because she saved up to go and get the jacket, but then with all the stuff happening with the case,
the killer.
Something happened to her. You know what? Yeah, we could do that. Something happened with her bank account. So she didn't have the money she wanted to get her father for Christmas because, you know, her dad, like most adults, it's at a particular age, you've got everything that you need. You don't really need no more. And so she remembers this jacket he had when he was a young man who like a motorcycle jacket. So she wanted to get it. Goes to purchase it after the person holds it for her and then finds out she cannot get into her bank. So she didn't have any money. And then she found out why there was no money and why her credit cards were stopped and a few other things where you got mad at it. And I was saying, well, back in the old days, if your credit card didn't work, they cut that sucker up. Okay. So, yeah, I don't have a favorite character or anything else. I like the story just basically on a whole. I've listened to a few audiobooks. Most of them are autobiographies. and I may have listened to one fiction many, many years ago. What I did like about it is, like, at 2 hours, it's a pretty decent length. I've had some audiobooks that were 3 and 4 hours long, and then I get lost. It's like you need that quiet spot. Like I said, I'm an audio learner. So, but I need a quiet spot or else I can't keep track of what's happening and remember. Mm-hmm. So at 2 hours, this was really, really great. You know, if you have an hour to kill, or if you have short time, and then the chapters are so short so that you can just go ahead, listen to that, stop, and come back. So I think the length of the book was really good. And I'm a giant fan of mysteries. Murder mysteries, too.
Yeah, I'm a really big fan of murder mysteries, but mostly on screen.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I think that we are about ready to wrap up.
Speaking about on screen.
Yes. I was just getting to.
Go right ahead.
Sir.
It's your bus. Go ahead and drive.
All right. Okay. So Fridays. Yes. Fridays. We will be starting something.
Yes. We started something last Friday.
We're starting a tradition. Okay.
Okay, maybe yes, you can say tradition. That. It started last week.
It can't be called annual because annual's yearly. No, all right, weekly. We'll just stay with tradition. We're starting a tradition. We're continuing a tradition, rather, on Fridays. Okay. They are called movie reviews. Movie/TV reviews. All right. So there is going to be a new one after this comes out that week, that Friday.
This Friday.
Yes, but still technically that Friday. I'm just talking about every week. Mm-hmm. That Friday after this was released, you know what's coming, all right? You should anticipate it.
Okay, so what's happening next Tuesday that you want them to come back for?
Hey, next Tuesday, I'm gonna need you to tune in again, okay? All right? Promise me right now, if you're listening to this, you use the voice messages, all right? And I'm gonna need you to tell me that you promise to tune in next Tuesday because we are continuing?
Yes. Part two.
Continuing our A Family Affair series. It will be the second and last part, and we will be interviewing a photographer, a music producer, I read the right word, just can't say it, and a father of two.
Yes. That's it.
Whose name will stay unknown until the episode comes out. So now you have to listen to it. You have to listen to it to know who it is, because we're not going to tell you. Or will we?
It's time to go now.
Okay. Well, unfortunately.
We'll see. We'll see you next month. Maybe I will be here next month, or maybe she's just kicking me out. Yep. Okay. Really.
So unfortunately, it is time. It's that time. I gotta go. But I will see you next time. And before I go, I would like to challenge you. Sorry, that was my phone. Oh, there it goes again. I want to challenge you to do something that you've never done before while I'm away. Okay? So next time, again with the voice messages. Next time, I want to see some voice messages telling me what you did that you didn't do after this episode came out. Okay? Whether it's you went paragliding. I think it's paragliding. Maybe para something else. Para something, parachuting, bungee jumping, reading a new book, or listening to a new book, okay? Watching a new movie, trying a new food, making a new food, listening to some new music, let me know what it is, all right? So, all right, we will now say our goodbye greetings.
There's no such thing as a goodbye greeting.
Anyway, this was the Book Nook. So go out there. Be kind free, but still stay 6 feet away. Be kind to one another. Please. There's a lot of bad feelings outside. So be nice to somebody whenever you can. Alright. Bye. See you next time.